season is upon us. We know it can be stressful. That's why Absa Bank and Bookworld are teaming up to lighten up the load. Start the new term with a win. Spend 250 kwacha or more on an Absa POS with any credit card, debit card, or mobile money wallet, and spin to win essential school supplies. From books to stationery to backpacks or calculators, Bookworld has got it all. And the best part? At the lowest prices. Visit your nearest Bookworld store countrywide. Bookworld, where education is our priority. Terms and conditions apply. Absa, your store. Story matters.
Good evening. The headlines. NGOCC questions non-reform of Public Order Act ahead of 2026 polls. Zambian national arrested for murder of two businesswomen in Malawi. And in global news, Zelensky heads to Florida for Trump peace talks after Kyiv hit by overnight strikes. With the 18 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. The Non-Governmental Gender Organizations Coordinating Council, NGOCC, has criticized government for failing to reform the Public Order Act in 2025, saying the continued enforcement of the law constrains the civic space and risks arbitrary application in the run-up to the 2026 general elections, especially among women. In a statement, NGOCC board chairperson Beauty Katebe says 2025 was marked by persistently high levels of gender-based violence, GBV, with women and girls remaining the most affected. Ms. Katebe explains that while amendments to the Anti-GBV Act were noted, limited shelters, inadequate counseling services, and constrained funding continue to weaken survivor support systems. She has also pointed to the country's energy crisis, prolonged load shedding, and rising cost of living as factors that deepened economic hardship for households, and warned that inflation and food insecurity have increased the risk of school dropouts, early marriages, and transactional sex, further reducing women and girls' access to essential services. On political reforms, Ms. Katebe says constitutional and electoral changes enacted in 2025 failed to address the historical underrepresentation of women in leadership positions and urged stronger measures to tackle GBV and remove structural barriers that limit women participation in public life. Police in Osaka have arrested a 60-year-old man identified as Chola Walia, a Zambian national, in connection with the murder and aggravated robbery of two Zambian businesswomen in Muchinji district of Malawi on the 31st of October 2025. Eastern Province Police Commanding Officer Robertson Mwemba says the victims, Jane Lungu, 62, and Agnes Walia of Nyimba district, were robbed and murdered at the suspect's house where they had gone to buy beans. Mr. Mwemba explains that the suspect, who is married to a Malawian woman, confessed to the crime during interrogation and disclosed that he used boiling water, a metal bar and a knife, and that he had planned to steal their goods and money for his personal needs. He has said in a statement that Chola Walia was apprehended on the 24th of December 2025 in Lusaka and brought to Chipata Central Police Station, where after interrogation, admitted to killing the women, stealing a black bag containing 1,000 kwacha cash, a phone and painkillers. Mr. Mwemba says the suspect further revealed that he had planned to bury the bodies in a nearby deep pit. He says investigations into the matter are ongoing. The Petroleum Transporters Association of Zambia, PTAZ, has welcomed government's decision to begin piloting the procurement of bulk petroleum. Cabinet has approved the piloting of bulk importation of petrol as part of measures intended to lower fuel pump prices and strengthen security of supply. Commenting on this development, Association Secretary General Benson Tembo says the move is timely and has the potential to guarantee fuel supplies while contributing to the reduction of pump prices. Mr. Tembo says if well utilized, the initiative will restore meaningful participation of local Zambian fuel transporters in the movement of imported petroleum products. He says bulk procurement will compel contracted fuel suppliers to engage local transporters, reversing a trend where most contracts have been awarded to a few selected companies, many of them foreign-owned. Meanwhile, the association has appealed to government through the Energy Regulation Board, ERB, to consider introducing regulated transport rates to prevent price distortions and undercutting.
We would like to commend the government of the Republic of Zambia for finally considering to pilot on the bulk importation of petrol into the country. This is a welcome move which is long overdue. As transporters, we are excited about this development because we believe that when government is fully involved in the importation of petroleum products, the business for the local transporters shall be guaranteed. Our desire is that once the supplier is contracted, the Energy Regulation Board shall regulate the transport rate. Currently, the Zambian system has a regulated petroleum sector, meaning that we should have the price control from end to end.
The Ministry of Labor and Social Security says it has enforced payment of redundancy packages totaling 163,639 kwacha to 24 employees of Trust Timber Investments Limited after the company gave 3 days' notice of its intention to relocate operations to the Eastern Province. Ministry Principal Public Relations Officer Mwaka Ndawa says upon receiving the short notice relocation notice, affected employees sought the ministry's intervention and management of the timber processing company was guided on the redundancy process in line with the Employment Code Act to safeguard workers' rights and entitlements. Ms. Ndawa says the ministry directed the company to immediately settle all lawful dues owed to the affected employees to ensure no worker is disadvantaged by the short notice, and payments were made in line with the notice, inclusive December salaries, gratuity and accrued leave. She says the ministry is therefore urging employers to engage the Office of the Labor Commissioner in a timely manner when contemplating operational changes to ensure lawful processes are followed and employees' rights are preserved.
The company was directed to immediately settle all lawful dues to the affected employees to ensure that no worker was disadvantaged by the short notice of relocation. The workers were paid in lieu of notice their December salaries, gratuity, and accrued leave days, bringing the matter to a yielding and orderly conclusion. The ministry would like to urge employers to engage the Office of the Labor Commissioner on time when contemplating operational changes in order to ensure lawful processes.
The Zambia National Economic and Social Welfare Association, ZANESWA, has expressed concern over revelations in the Auditor General's report that more than 300 million kwacha in constituency development funds, CDF resources, are unaccounted for. Association Public Relations Manager Anthony Lupia has described the situation as a serious failure of accountability, citing both internal looting by council staff and external negligence in the recovery of soft loans as key contributors to the loss. Mr. Lupia says the Auditor General's findings point to systematic weaknesses in the management of the CDF Revolving Empowerment Fund, especially the failure to recover loans meant to benefit communities. He has called for the immediate application of surcharge provisions under the Public Finance Management Act to allow unaccounted funds to be deducted directly from the salaries of officers implicated in the mismanagement of the resources. Mr. Lupia has further demanded the prosecution of all officers found culpable and has revealed that the association is mobilizing its legal and economic experts to monitor recovery efforts.
Following the Auditor General's latest revelation that over 300 million kwacha constituency development fund, CDF, allocations remain unrecovered and accounted for, the audit finding in Western Province and across the country reveals